We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, first volume, part 3, in the fifth chapter, the words of the Ari, item 4. Item 4. In much the same way, there is a median phase between the Creator and the created being, which is the general spiritual phase. It is said about it, "You are the sons of the Lord your God." I said, "You are God." And it is said, "And God went up to Abraham." And our sages said, "The patriarchs are indeed the chariots."
אני אמרתי אלוקים אתם ונאמר ויעל אלוקים מעל אברהם ואמרו רבותינו זל האבות הן הן המרכבה.
כן.
Yes. Below we have number 7 and 8.
So item 7 below relates to the words of the Ari. And between the creator and the created being. Item 7. This relates to the two words, Atzilut and Bria. Atzilut is called creator, and the four phases in the world of Bria are generally called created being. Also, every element in the world of Bria has the above four phases. And the souls of the righteous are imparted from Atzilut to Bria. This is what the Ari means when he says, there is a median phase between the Creator and the created being, which is the general spiritual phase. It means that there is a median phase between the Creator and Keter, which is the general spiritual light of Yechida, of Adam. In other words, it is aforementioned spirituality of Adam called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, which is their Keter, contains all of them.
Yes.
Item 8 relates to the words of the Ari that the patriarchs are indeed the chariot. It means that the Yechida of the patriarchs is the chariot, that median phase between the Creator and the Yechida in them. Chariot means placement. Like a rider placed on his designated chariot. Likewise, godliness is placed over the patriarchs.
We don't know why he wrote it in such a way, but he wanted to show that there's more, that he rides on us. Next.
We are in item 5, the words of the Ari. The median phase consists of two sparks. A spark of the Creator, which clothes the spark of the created being, in which there are the roots of Narnach, Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chaya in man. Item 5. It means that there is a very small spark, which is godliness, that extends from the last phase in the Creator. That spark clothes by the power of another spark, a created being, which is a very fine neshama called Yechida. That spark contains the roots of the four phases of spirituality, which are Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya.
So the Yechida is what connects between the degrees, between the Creator and created being. Well, please.
Item 9 relates to the words of the Ari, a very small spark. No, that this does not refer to an imaginary gadlut, adulthood or greatness, or katnut, which is infancy or smallness, whatsoever, but only to the absence of attainment. For the unattainable is called very small. You should also not be mistaken in the name spark and interpret it literally as an imaginary spark of fire. Rather, spark means reflected light. As direct light is called lights, and reflected light is called sparks. Item 10 refers to the words of the Ari from the last degree in the Creator.
So what we just read is everything is regarding man. If we say this is big, this is small, it's towards me, that's what I attain, and not that it has like a discernment that it's that way itself. It's all speaking towards big or small, what he writes in Inner Light number 9. Yes?
Item 10 again relates to the words, the last phase in the Creator. It is the phase, item 10, it is phase 4, namely Malchut. Item 20, the spark is clothed in the spark clothes by the power of another spark. Item 20, meaning in Keter, which is Yechida. The spark of the Creator is called Ein Sof, and the spark of the Creator being is called the Keter of the degree. It is also called Gar, the Rosh of the degree, containing within it the four phases of direct light, in which Ein Sof expands for coupling by striking, raising reflected light, and clothing the direct light from below upward. That, in turn, created the roots of the vessels.
All this
is called a spark of a created being, or Yechida. It is called a spark after the reflected light that rises, where the spark of the Creator clothes this reflected light. This is why the Ari wrote, that spark clothes by the power of another spark, a created being.
Okay, eventually we'll be able to understand this more. Next.
Item 30 relates to the words of the Ari, the roots of the four phases of spirituality. Item 30. Because the clothing of Ein Sof in reflected light that rises from below upward does not create complete vessels, but only roots of vessels. Hence the words of the Ari, the roots of the four phases. Item 40 relates to Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya. You already know that Nefesh is clothed in Malchut. Ruach in Zeranpin, Neshama in Bina, and Chaya in Chochma. These vessels are the above four phases in the words of the Ari.
Okay, let's answer some questions. Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, а что значит, что свет бесконечности, облачаясь в отраженный, создает корни килим, а не сам?
What does it mean that the light of Ein Sof that clothes in reflected light creates roots of vessels, not vessels?
That it doesn't happen at once that the light reaches the vessels, it clothes in the roots of the vessel, the beginning of the will to receive, before it's the will to receive. And then along with the will to receive, it develops and cascades and gets new forms until it reaches the degrees of 1, 2, 3, 4 of the will to receive. That the upper light that enters the will to receive, which is a bit different from the will to bestow, it developed the will to receive in such a way that it grew. It all happened gradually, that the light bestows on the desire.
Thank you, Rav. Why does this, why Bala Sulam says that the creature is included in four phases of direct light and the is Rosh is Gar? What is the meaning of this? Can you explain it, please?
Rosh u nikra.
The Rosh is called Gal, meaning the first three Sfirot, Keter Chochma Bina, and the Guf is called Zat, the bottom seven Sfirot, Chesed Gvura Tiferet Netzachot Yisod Malchut. That is the structure. The Rosh doesn't belong to the created being, it still belongs to the degree above it. And from the Rosh, there's an ability to bestow into the Toch, or the Guf, to the extent that the Guf is equalizing with the Rosh. That's why in the transition from the Rosh to the Guf, we have the restriction, screen, reflected light, and as much as the Guf can resemble itself to the Rosh in its bestowal, so the light from the Rosh can descend into the Guf and fill it.
PT6.
Rav, can you please explain about all these median phases? What's the quality that a median phase has from the bottom phase and from the above phase? What makes it median?
He was speaking about all the corals and things in nature that degrees that are between the still and the vegetative, between vegetative and animate, and between animate and speaking, right? So that's what he wants to explain to us, that where does that come from? It comes from gradual bestowal of the upper light on the desire.
But
I'm not asking about these corporeal examples, or what seems to me corporeal in my mind. That's not so interesting. What I'm asking about is this median phase. What is in its quality? Why is it called median? What does it have from the upper, one above, and one below?
Also from the upper and from the lower. It has something. That's it.
Meaning we can't maybe define in some way and say, I don't know, this median phase has, I don't know, the intention from the upper end.
Why do you want to get confused? What do you care? Why are you getting confused? It's explained to you that the form of the upper light bestowing on the will to receive is a bestowal, it's constant, and it bestows on the will to receive in a gradual manner until the quantity becomes quality, a new quality. And in this way, the Patsufim are born, the sermons, sirot, even worlds, all from the influence of the upper light on the desire. So between the desires, there are intermediate discernments that there's no previous desire and there's still not a new one. But it's something, a medium, something in between. So it tells you, like the monkey, on one hand, it's an animal. On the other hand, it's not a man yet. So between the animate and man, we have a monkey. Coral, let's say. That on one hand, it's still. On the other hand, it's a vegetative. And between the vegetative and the animate, we have the ledges of the field. So nature works in a gradual manner, even though in each and every state there are actions that are supposedly linear. that they don't just jump from one to the next, but it's continuous. That's it.
32.
Yeah. Thank you, Rav. We read the sparks are reflected light. Usually sparks are not stable, it's like an impulse. Does that mean that the reflected light is also something we can raise by impulses?
We'll reach it and we'll see.
Yeah.
You're right. PT-19.
Yes, he says that the Rosh of the decree that has the four phases of direct light, the reflected light rises and clothes the light from above downwards. There's an association of what comes from the Creator and what you said, which is our work. Where is our work here? What does it mean to return the reflected light?
We don't do it yet. That's why we don't see it. When you perform actual reflected light, you'll see how you're working on the upper one and how the upper one is clothing in your reflected light, and you have a connection.
But just to understand a little bit, what does it mean to return reflected light in our work?
That you don't want to receive anything for yourself, but only to bestow to the Creator.
Force to overcome.
It's overcoming with a screen that stabilizes the reflected light from you towards the Creator through the friends, by the way.
With my 10, you mean?
Yes.
So I have to understand this. This means, if someone's alone, I can't do it.
You have no ability.
Why is that, basically?
Why? How do you bestow if not through people?
Can't you do it alone?
No. You need to establish your attitude towards the Creator, and it can only be if you're among people in forms of bestow. And then this form of bestow from you towards the friends that reaches the Creator.
Oh, I got it. So the force to overcome has to be in front of someone, so the 10.
Of course, towards the Creator, you don't have any force to overcome. It's all towards the Creator.
So let me understand.
That's why the Creator created such a world and tens that we can, by connecting between us, build a vessel to connect to Him.
This means that the prayer itself can't help if I'm not having this force to overcome with the 10.
After you do everything you need to do in the 10, then you turn to the Creator and it helps you.
Ask. I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Where are we, Gilad?
We're in item 6.
Please.
Item 6. Between the spirituality of man and man's body, there is a discernment of a quarter blood in the nefesh, which consists of both. The nefesh is spiritual, and the quarter blood, where the nefesh clothes, is the body. Item 6. Between the phase of spirituality and the phase of the body, there is also one phase that consists of both. It is the phase of a quarter blood of the nefesh, for it has the last spark of the nefesh, being the quarter of the nefesh, meaning nefesh of nefesh, and hence the name quarter. That spark clothes the above-mentioned quarter blood, and it is all one, as it says, for the blood is the nefesh, said about this quarter blood. This quarter blood is the finest part of all the aforementioned four phases of the body, where each part is divided into four. It is the first and the top quarter from the perspective of the self of the Mochin, the internality of the light of Chokhmah, which is the vitality inside it, being the blood that expands in them to revive them. All the roots of the above four phases are in that quarter, in the upper blood, because it is the median between spirituality and the body, and consists of both.
Meaning, in what we receive from the upper one, there's a spiritual part, a corporeal part, supposedly, that it's called blood, meaning from the word domem, dam, which is still. So there's such a quarter degree that where the upper forces, we'll continue that tomorrow. For now, let's go to the women. We have a few more minutes, please.
Yes, Rav, there's one question from women Hebrew. Is the participation of women in the morning lesson live during the lesson, does that help the worldly advance? Or it doesn't matter? Women can listen to the lesson during the day, taped, and still it will contribute in the same extent.
The women are relieved from lessons that are due to time. They can listen to it afterwards. It's just a question, when will they listen? Each one alone, each one separate, without no connection with the others. So it really, they lose of it. Let's say a group of women, I see now, woman Mach 39. A group, a whole group. When they connect, let's say, during the day. So please, they can connect and listen to the lesson, every morning lesson. They can do that. But if they have, do they have time during the day to connect and to listen to it alone? It's a bit different than listening together. So that's why I'm saying that if you have the time to be in the lesson, or a recorded lesson, or live, so please make an effort and be together. If you can be together in a recorded lesson throughout the day, that's better than being alone in the morning lesson. I'm repeating, to be together in listening to the lesson during the day is more important than listening to the lesson alone in the morning. Okay? You have another?
No, that's it.
Okay, so thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow. We'll keep going as usual. And let's hope that we'll all advance. I see it from day to day. All the best. Bye.
Yes, so to conclude, we have our schedule for today, June 24th, 11 to 11:30, the program, something like that with Rav. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have the preparation for the lesson at 2:40, morning lesson 3 until 5:30, afternoon at 1:40 Israel time, preparation for the lesson, and at 2 till 4 afternoon lesson. At this we conclude. Let's sing a song. עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניסות שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת
הולך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות התנאי החיים Like a baby opens his eyes He takes a breath for the very first time This world is a child And it's awakened This world has been born A global connection No longer concealed One step at a time We'll walk together We all share the pain No choice but to change Let's learn how to give Make no mistake It's not just a theory With love we are set free This law is so clear Let's lose our fear You and me Connected we'll be Like one family